The U.S. Open tennis tournament begins on Monday in Queens, in New York. As has become usual in the sport of late, the women's side of the draw appears to provide the most compelling competition. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, welcome.
Hi, Linda.
For the first time, the finals of a Grand Slam tournament will be held in prime time, and it's not the men's final.
Nope, it is the women's. The CBS is going to show the women's final at 8 o'clock, 2 Saturdays from now. The United States Tennis Association is trying to build the U.S. Open into a major sports event, sort of a destination event like the NBA Finals or the Super Bowl, and prime time is the way to do it. And on CBS's side, they see a dead Saturday night before the start of their fall season, so it's low risk with potentially high reward. To make it work, though, you've got to ensure a good match between familiar names. And right now, the only way that's going to happen is on the women's side. The men's final, traditionally held on Sunday, CBS also wasn't willing to preempt 60 minutes with the less star-studded men's field.
Stefan, the women's draw looks wide open. Does anybody stand out as a favorite for you?
Jennifer Capriati. She won the first two Grand Slam events this year, the French and the Australian Opens. She's climbed to number two in the world. And don't forget, this event is going to be in New York City, which loves a great comeback story. Capriati will be a crowd favorite for sure. Venus Williams is the defending champ, and she's the other favorite. She could meet Capriati in the semifinals. Now, if Venus can win that, she could end up facing her sister in the finals, and wouldn't CBS just love that? And you've also got Martina Hingis, the top seed, Lindsay Davenport, Monica Seles. There's a good chance that two of them are going to make the finals, so the women's draw is very appealing.
You mentioned that the men's field does not have the same appeal. What about Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi? I mean, that's star power, isn't it?
Not as much as it used to be. Agassi still near the top of his game. He's seeded number two in the world and number two at the Open. But most casual tennis fans probably can't name the number one player in the world right now. It's Gustavo Kuerten of Brazil. Pete Sampras hasn't won a tournament in more than a year. His ranking has plunged to number 22 in the world. Men's tennis is sitting around waiting for the next batch of stars. The media has been writing a lot about some younger kids. Two crowd favorites in New York could be Andy Roddick, the 18-year-old American sensation. He won a tournament last weekend, and 20-year-old Leighton Hewitt, a handsome Australian who did well in New York last year.
Stefan, the American man who might draw the most attention at the Open is not playing in the men's draw. John McEnroe, 42 years old. Everybody's still waiting to see what he's going to do.
We're often waiting to see what he's going to say. In many ways, McEnroe is the most visible male tennis player around almost a decade after he retired. He's going to be on TV for like 60 or 70 hours over the next 2 weeks calling matches. On that primetime Saturday, the U.S. Tennis Association needed something else to fill out the card. So what did they do? They asked McEnroe to play an exhibition. He's going to play against Boris Becker, who's 9 years younger than John, for $100,000. McEnroe's always had this love-hate relationship with tennis. Now it looks like he's accepted how much the game has meant to him, and he says that he's devoted to improving the state of the sport. Who would have thunk it?
Men's tennis has bigger problems than just a lack of compelling personalities, though, Stefan. Improving racket technology and bigger players mean they hit the ball faster, there are no long rallies. It's much tougher to watch.
Yeah, particularly with the men, it's a serve and volley, these 140 mile an hour serves, and boom, the point is over. And players also say that the balls are lighter, which makes them hit even harder. On the women's side, though, I think it's helped the game. Technology, along with the fact that these athletes are much stronger, means that you combine the power of the men with the longer rallies that fans love to see.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Linda.
Stefan Fatsis writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal and talks to us about sports and the business of sports on Fridays.